This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Coasties.
I just had an earring malfunction. Sorry about that. Yes. I just threw my headphones off because my earrings...
One of your ears fell off.
My ears fell off, which is going to make the whole show very difficult.
It's hard once your ears fall off to keep the earrings on. You have to put them somewhere else. Exactly. You need a nose ring and...
I used to have a nose ring.
Yeah.
And I used to have a stud just below my lip here.
And what happened? You lost them.
I just decided that I needed to grow up.
Close the holes.
Close the holes.
Yes.
Close the shop. Grow up.
Get a grip. What a show we've got for you.
I know. We're all starting off a little bit depressed, aren't we? No, we're not. Widdo, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Excellent.
It's a little bit chilly. I think I'm getting a bit of a cold, so I need to stay rocked up.
My chest infection.
No.
What did you get me? Nothing?
Nothing.
So
you need to eat raw garlic. If you want to get rid of germs, eat raw garlic.
No, you're thinking of vampires.
Yeah.
Vampires.
Sorry, that's right.
Yeah. Now, I would also like to officially welcome the French president to the Central Coast.
Emmanuel Macron.
Emmanuel Macron is coming to Erin Affair.
Oh, good.
To, just to do
Are
a
we
little...
going to take him to the coffee club and give him a crepe? A crepe?
No, we should give him some Aussie food.
Oh, okay,
he
cool.
eats crepes every day.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's French.
We should take him to Singo's.
Take him to Singo's. That's what we need.
And get him a sausage.
Look at the beef, prime beef that Australia can produce
and introduce
him to Singo.
Mm.
It'll be an official meeting.
Mm.
You know, it'll be all around the world. You know, Macron meets Singo.
And there's the handshake.
And
over a big sausage.
And big sausages in the background. It's going to work. It's going to be great. Just, you know, for diplomacy, you need to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're solving the world's problems here.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Guys, you've got this whole gimme lols for kids thing going on.
We have indeed. It's going to be an amazing night, June 3 at Mingara, to raise funds for kids, sick kids around the Central Coast. And we actually decided to get a local comedian in. His name's Mitch Garland. And we caught up with him yesterday. Well, the comedy night, Gimme Lols for Kids, for the 3rd of June. It's going to be fantastic. We've got some incredible comics, yourself included. We've got Jimmo and Umbilical Brothers and Joel...
Osborne.
I always forget his last name.
Osborne. In Oz.
There you go.
That's how you remember.
So, we've got this incredible lineup, but I was thinking what we need is a local person.
I know. You've been pushing for a local person. And I said to you, I remember, there are no local comedians. I would know about them. And much to my embarrassment,
yes,
Mitch Garland is someone I worked with.
Yes, so we found Mitch Garland, and he's a coastie, and Mitch, you're here. Hello, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
What a voice.
I know, very smooth operator.
Ladies.
You know what? We want you to join us on the comedy night, Gimme Lols for Kids. Will you do it?
I will, 100%.
Yay!
Well done.
That's
good.
Fantastic. All right, so you're good. A local person. Have people seen you around the traps here, do you think?
Oh, yeah, they would have. I've done a bunch of gigs up here. And
the police seem to be very familiar with his work.
Yeah, no, they are, 100%. Yeah, we're on a first-name basis. So people would have seen me do gigs around here, all around Sydney. A local comic.
And you've been to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Yeah, just got back from Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Very good, very fun, very tiring for
very
something that's...
Hey. That's why I look like this. I'm normally better looking.
No, you're doing very well right now.
Considering. And you didn't come and say hello. I was in Melbourne as well, and so was Mandy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I saw you guys were interviewing a few friends.
Yes, we were.
Guess I was busy.
Oh, sorry, Mitch. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, look, we tried to contact your manager.
Your people.
And your people didn't get back to our people.
Your people said no.
Yeah, that's well. I'll have a word to mum.
all right, I know that we're having fun, but I want to just bring it down a notch, okay? Because, Mitch, something's come across our desk, something's come to our attention, and quite frankly, we're going to have to just call you on it. Have a listen to this little video grab that you've put on your Facebook page about the Central Coast.
It's entitled Things Coasties Never Say.
I didn't even care when Casey's Toy World burnt down. We should go swimming at Wombarol Lagoon. There's just not enough supermarkets in Lizaro. Put 2GO on! Put 2GO on!
Wait a minute.
Right.
This is, for those listening at the moment, that was sarcasm, I think. And thanks for coming in. And you should know at this point, we've locked the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I now realise. And I realise this is there is no show. There is no Gimme Laws for Kids.
This is all just a big ruse. And Akmal's cousins are around the corner.
I'd like you to meet Zed, my cousin.
Oh, he's lovely. A very beautiful man.
They call him the Crusher.
So, how much fun was it doing that though? Because if you haven't seen it, you know, we'll try and put a link on our Facebook page. My kids were the first ones to show me that, and they loved it, and we all laughed ourselves silly about all the funny stuff that is very particular to the Central Coast.
Yeah, I mean, coming from the coast and growing up here and knowing a lot of things about it, I was like, it's silly not to make the most of it. Mm. I don't think there's probably a single reference in the video that people don't get on some level. Well, I was like, this is easy.
What about this? I've only lived here for 4 months. Mm. Tailgating. People go nuts on the road. Is this?
If you want to go out to Erina, out to Terrigal, that way.
No, don't do it.
But a lot
in a car. Not in a car. Yeah. I'm not imagining this. It really happens here much more than anywhere else.
Yeah, people are a bit nuts. They've you know, they drive like they've got somewhere to go, but usually they do not.
Oh, dear. Look, it's going to be a lot of fun. Give Me Lols for Kids.
Give Me Lols for Kids is going to be a great lot of fun, and we're glad that you've joined us on the bill. But also, if people want to catch you in Sydney, they can see you at the Enmore Theatre, Thursday 3 to 6. So that's just a run of 4 shows this week. Tickets are selling fast. Your show's called Tell Someone Who Cares. Mm-hmm. So you've been at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You're going to be at the Sydney Comedy Festival, and then you're going to be at the Central Coast Gimme 5 for Kids Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Good run of gigs coming up.
Yes.
Really excited to get back to the coast and gig.
Well, we're really excited to have you as well. In fact, we've got a double pass for your show, Tell Someone Who Cares, at the Enmore Theatre. If you want to win it, ring now.
4324 4444.
And Mitch Garling, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Thanks very much for having me and not bashing me.
Well, it's not over yet.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Rego a go-go.
You know, the only thing I'm going to miss about this game, when we ditch it finally, is that song. That's the only thing about it, because the people of the Central Coast have spoken.
Well, they haven't spoken, that's the
they
point.
They have spoken in one voice, and they've all said, nah, don't want to do it.
I think everyone's stuck in traffic. Nobody
don't wanna.
No one can get their phone and...
Stupid game. Don't want to do it. No. Oh.
What does that mean, though? Like,
it means the end of an era.
So, what...
That's it.
People, I love this game. Rego a Go-Go was just the greatest idea of all time. I had this idea in the shower and I thought, yes, what a great idea.
Well,
yes.
The boss has spoken about these.
We should have less showers.
Yeah, what did the boss say?
He's not sure about your early morning games. Mm. And I think this one's going to have to go.
That makes me sad. I mean, who doesn't love a bit of Rego a Go-Go on a Wednesday morning?
Everyone. Everyone doesn't love it except one person.
Okay, I'm all right about it.
Mandy Coolen.
It's okay.
Amanda. Go to your room.
Okay. what are we going to do on a Wednesday now then? What are we going to do at this time on a Wednesday morning? You guys have to come up with something. I'm sick of having all the good ideas.
I've got your back.
Okay,
don't
good.
Worry.
Wednesday we got a game.
Next Wednesday we have got a very special game.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, you don't want to know about that game because it's going to be a little bit naughty.
Okay.
And a little bit sexual.
No, you're right. I don't want to know about that game.
I haven't thought of that up yet.
Oh.
But when I do...
Oh, no, you're not in charge of games.
Come
okay,
on.
You're not in charge of games.
Surely we can do something a little bit risque at, you know, 5 to 6.
Well...
It's 5 to 6.
It's 5 to 6, I know.
You know.
Well, I don't know.
A.M.
It's not my job anymore. I'm giving up on the early games. If you want to take over, that's fine. I look forward to seeing your game next Wednesday.
I will ignore the sarcasm and I will choose the positiveness that you've projected just then. Thank you.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
As you know, I was born not in this country.
No.
But don't tell anybody because Peter Dutton listens to this show.
How old were you when you came out from Egypt?
I was... 11.
You were 11 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Huge culture shock for you as a
well,
child.
Well, you know, this Egypt is the cradle of civilization, as mm-hmm. you know. Mm. We did a lot of things, a lot of good things, a lot of contributions. We invented writing. We discovered astronomy, mathematics, music,
pyramids, beer.
We invented beer. We haven't done much for a while now. So the last 3,500 years we've just done.
You started off strong though.
We started off really strong and it's been downhill ever since.
Mm.
And we've gone from one of the greatest civilizations on Earth to just a silly military dictatorship, and that's what we have at the moment.
That's where you've gone wrong. Oh. What's happening in Egypt? What Egypt news have you got for us?
Well, you know, there was a big revolution in 2011.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and the people rose up, but it didn't last long because, you know,
dictators have a way of crushing those things.
They got weapons. They got bigger. They got rocket launchers and stuff. You know, peaceful protest is one thing, but
you just have to look at Syria to see the results of bloody dictatorship.
That's right, dictatorships. You can't say dictatorships without the word dick. So just remember that, people. If you're thinking,
keep moving now,
if you're thinking of a career in dictatorshipping. Is that a word?
It is now.
No, but it is. We're very lucky to be living here, of course, because, you know, we can do whatever we want, say whatever we want, within reason, of course. Don't be an idiot. Say, you know, free speech responsibly.
Yes.
And but this is a story that I read yesterday in a paper about how the government is so oppressive and so totalitarian that you can't, if you say the weather is sunny today and it is sunny, they can argue that. They say, no, it's only sunny if we say it's sunny.
And they can arrest you. They're controlling the weather now.
Well, they're controlling the outcome. Yeah, like so, the reporting of the weather. So there was a bit of flooding in one of the areas where buildings were really people had to be evacuated and stuff because it was bad infrastructure. But they said no. It wasn't bad infrastructure. Mm. It was the Muslim Brotherhood. They caused the flood.
Right.
They didn't explain how.
No.
And if anyone argues, they're in trouble. And everyone has to be happy. And if you're not happy, you get arrested until you cheer up.
Yeah, good.
It's an amazing, good. Why, you're such a fascist.
No.
You would fit in right in.
I remember seeing a fake picture of snow on the Sphinx a while ago. That does the rounds every now and again. That's fake weather.
Well, that's fake weather.
So Trump's got fake news. Egypt's got fake weather.
It's got fake weather. But, you know, if the government says there is snow,
then there's snow.
Then there is.
Don't argue with
that. Even though you can't see the snow, even though it's highly unlikely, don't argue with the government.
Well, considering it's a top of 36 today in Cairo, I highly doubt there'll be
36
snow.
36 degrees in Cairo. Mm-hmm.
36
no
degrees.
Snow. Actually, don't let the government hear you say that.
No, the government doesn't listen to this show,
do
they?
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not sure, no.
They've got the app, the 2GO app. They could be listening in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's actually plausible.
Hello, President Sisi. I'll obey whatever you tell me. Whatever the weather you think it is today, I will agree. No disagreement from me, that's for sure, because I hate being tortured and I hate having electricity go through my testicles. Thank you.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So guess what I did yesterday?
Okay, you saw your psychiatrist?
No.
I don't know. I give up. Okay. Probably something zany and crazy and unpredictable.
Not zany, not crazy, boring, but necessary and very adult.
Oh, sensible.
I know.
Sensible Amanda.
Sensible Amanda came out and I sat down and wrote a will.
A will?
Like I typed up my own will.
What, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm
good.
Let
me check you.
Okay, check my pulse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's good you wrote a will.
Yeah.
No, it's very
Dr.
good.
Dr. Sally has given me the thumbs down.
No.
I decided because the only will I had was one from when I was married and I'm now divorced and going to be marrying Matthew. So I thought it was time to update the will. So I sat down and I looked at my old will and I tried to type everything from the old will but just change some of the names and things and kind of, change it all up a little bit to make sure it was current.
Yes.
But it's really confusing because it uses words like here to and thereafter.
Hither. Come hither.
Hither thereafter, the trustee shall now be known as. And I'm just like, I'm just going to type it word for word and just change some of the key people.
And turn it to English.
And try and make it make sense.
And so what are you going to leave me? Sorry to, preempt your premature death.
What do you want?
Oh,
I haven't got a lot of value, but you're welcome to. Do you want another dog? Like if I die, would you take Frankie?
I'll take Frankie. If you chuck in, I've been to your house. There's not a lot there. there's not really. I mean, there's a bit of art, but I'm just trying to think.
I've got a comfy couch. Do you want that?
Nah, thanks.
Okay.
No. Well, Matt's been fighting on that.
What do you want? I'll put it in my will.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I can't.
There's nothing. There's nothing that you think you could take from me.
Well, no. I look, if you leave me something, I'll be very grateful. But you know, you don't have to die yet.
Mm. Mm. No, I don't want to die.
Hang around.
Yet.
Yeah. Hang around till the survey. Till
the radio survey.
The radio ratings come in, and okay. If they're down, then you have a reason.
No, you know what? I don't know whether to do that, whether to list, you know, individual things. Is that something that you can do in a will? Like, yep. You know, my, you know, I don't have any jewelry worth anything.
If you have nothing, why did you bother with the will?
Well, I've got a house and a car. But my car's pretty bad, I have to admit.
Yeah, I mean, you leave the car. I've seen you. I've been in your car.
Mm.
You leave that to someone you least like. The person you want to...
My enemy.
Because it's going to cost them a lot more than the actual car.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We've been having a crack at dictatorship, so why don't we go to China?
Let's say China.
Yes. What's happened?
Well, there's a lot of gangsters in China, and I think you're going to be surprised when I reveal the latest gangster that has been shut down by the government, and it's about time. It's this one.
I'm Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
Oh, that's such a cute voice, isn't it?
But you got to watch out for those cute people. They're always. I've always suspected Peppa Pig as being a double agent.
Have you?
Causing some trouble, and I'm glad the Chinese are finally onto that stupid pig.
Well,
it's about time.
Yeah. I mean, thousands and thousands of memes have been created around Peppa Pig in China, and a huge range of merchandise for adults has been created.
Well, people are tattooing
Peppa Pig on their arm. Also, check this out. They make lolly dispensing watches.
Mm.
I mean, I want to get my hands on one of them for a start.
Mm.
Anything that dispenses lollies.
Peppa Pig lollies.
Peppa Pig lollies coming out of a Peppa Pig watch.
Eating
The watch gives you the lolly.
That's amazing.
It's like a Pez, but it's a watch.
What an age we live in.
I know, right?
Yes.
But the government's saying too many people are into Peppa Pig. Too many people are getting Peppa Pig tattoos. Too many people are buying Peppa Pig merchandise. We've got to shut this thing down.
They've got to shut it down. And rightly so.
It's
society is kind of, you know, first it's Peppa Pig, then it's Paddle Pop Lion. We haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah.
What? He's in a Chinese prison.
He's probably in the Chinese prison.
You know, Winnie the Pooh? They've executed him.
Oh, no.
Just for having a name and not wearing pants.
Oh, no.
But there is that thing in China, isn't it, with Winnie the Pooh, where they're actually banning Winnie the Pooh as well.
They're shutting down all these really, really popular things.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Of course, these are the things that kids and adults love.
Yes. But they do cause trouble. Peppa Pig looks cute, but when you're not looking, you know, she's actively, is it a she?
Yeah, I think Peppa Pig.
It's a she.
Is Peppa Pig a she? Yeah.
She's actively, you know, being subversive against the Chinese government.
Yes,
and you're selling secrets.
Selling secrets.
You know.
Talking about democracy.
Yeah. You wouldn't guess that Peppa Pig would be doing that.
Not with a cute little voice like that, you wouldn't.
It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up.
I'm glad. Sweet and sour pork on the way.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I love it when Australia smashes a record.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when we're up against the whole world. You know, I'm not talking Commonwealth Games. I'm talking more important than that.
Tell me.
A spider.
Oh, yeah. We smashed a record in the Spider Olympics.
Well, check this out. This spider is a trapdoor spider from Western Australia. It's called Number 16. I don't know why it's got a boring name, but its name's Number 16.
Mm.
And she lived for 43 years. That's going to freak you out, I know, because I thought they were just like 2 years maybe, tops.
Well, they don't live a lot, you know, a shorter life when I squash them.
When they're at your house.
Because I squash them with my...
Do you?
I do. My wife hates it. But I think better be safe than sorry.
So you know, even though you're a vegan, you're happy to get rid of spiders?
Yeah, because I want to live.
Yeah.
I want to be a living vegan.
Do you know
with no venom in my blood.
Do you know once my child, this is back in Adelaide when we lived in Adelaide, and I had little 6 and 7 year old, Coco put her backpack on and then she walked to the front door and dropped her backpack on the ground and out of her backpack came a redback spider.
Yes. Why was she
packing?
She
had it on her back. She had a redback spider in her backpack on her back. She could have been killed.
I understand.
Can kill kids.
She didn't pack it in her lunch or something.
No, I didn't pack that. Anyway, scary mum moment, that's for sure. Mm. But let's go back to number 16. So this spider...
Now, is it number 16 because maybe, where is it?
Western Australia.
It's Western Australia. Maybe it's like a bingo thing where they have like spiders.
Maybe.
Make the bingo game more exciting. Legs 11?
Oh, Beryl's dropped off now. Sorry, goodbye, she's been Beryl. Bitten. She's been bitten. Mm. No, it's a long-term population study. So obviously they had number 16, number 17, whatever.
I see.
But we beat our Mexican rival, the 28-year-old tarantula.
Oh, yeah. And I was thinking, they made a tequila out of it. That's very quickly.
I was thinking about a 43-year-old spider.
It's remarkable.
Isn't that amazing?
If that spider could speak.
Oh, it'd be telling you about Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a pretty amazing spider for a start. You're forgetting that.
Mm.
You know, if you're saying, wow, Michael. Imagine the spider saying to you, that Michael Jackson Thriller, the production on the album is amazing. You're a smart spider.
But it would have been lived through a lot. I mean, you've got the internet starting up. You've got the first African-American president.
Oh, that's right.
I lost my virginity.
Oh, yeah. It was alive when you lost your virginity.
I think there was a spider as well.
What do you mean?
I was in the back of the car. I think there was a huntsman. I saw a huntsman there.
Quick, there's a huntsman. Take all your clothes off. Make sure it's not on you.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that worked.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. We'll go dancing in the dark.
I love this so much because I'm at that age where it's really beautiful to romantically remember the things of years gone by.
You're at that age where you have a favourite chair.
Yeah. You are so right.
I know I am.
Oh, God, that's sad. Anyway, I want to talk to you about this amazing new technology. There's a gadget. It's only $2,500.
That's nothing. I make more than that.
Good. Well, you'll be able to afford to buy us all one. Mm. It basically can project like a little projector. So you kind of plug your phone in and you can basically watch free-to-air or stuff off the internet on a projection.
It's fantastic.
Which I just love because it reminds me of the slide nights that my dad used to have.
Oh, yeah.
And seriously, my parents were big on a fondue and a slide night.
Man, I wish I grew up in your family.
And can I tell you, Mum used to wear a caftan too while she was serving the fondue. No, that is not even a lie.
Why did she do that?
Because they were in fashion.
Maybe she was just a little bit mental.
No, she had an orange and brown caftan. They used to sip on sherry. Mm-hmm. While they were making the fondue before the slide night. I mean, I grew up in the Brady Bunch.
All I can say is that explains a lot about you.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
it? My mum wore a caftan and fondue.
I would be prepared to have a fondue for the Central Coast and wear a caftan.
What is a fondue? Please explain.
A fondue is where you get a pot and you melt cheese and you put wine and cheese in it and then you dip crusty bits of bread into the melted cheese.
Fantastic.
And then you just live in a little world of ecstasy for a little while.
For a little while.
For a little while you're eating all the melted cheese.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God,
that's,
it's so yummy.
Yeah, yeah.
So we should bring back the fondue, we should bring back the caftan, and we should certainly bring back the slide projector night.
That's right.
As long as it's not my Uncle Rob's photos from his holiday because it just gets boring and
I've always been suspicious of your Uncle Rob.
Mm.
He has got that look about him, you know. Mm. Just stay away from Uncle Rob.
Mm. We call him Uncle Bobby because, you know, there's a saying, Bob's your uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Bob is your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. Fanny's your aunt.
Yeah, Bushra is my uncle.
Bushra.
Mm. That's my uncle.
This doesn't have the same ring to it.
It doesn't rhyme as well, but he's a big fat guy.
Bring back the slide night.
His Aussie name is Bob.
There you go. Mm. So Bob's your uncle too.
Yes.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
2GO presents Barnsley, Working Class Man. Thursday, May 3, Sydney Town Hall. Grab your tickets from jimmybarnes.com. This is Mandy and Akmal's Scream for Barnsley.
I love that song. What's that last song there that's playing that Barnsley's doing?
I don't know, you got me on that one.
I can't even remember that song.
It's just background music.
Maybe Daryl from Terrigal will know. Daryl, what's that song that's playing in the background now? Do you know it? I can't think of the name of it. Oh.
Hello, Daryl.
You've stumped him.
You're there? Are you there, Daryl? Come in, Daryl.
Yeah, you're there.
Hello, Daryl.
We've got you. Okay, so Barnsley tickets tomorrow night. You're pumped?
Yeah, for sure. That'd be excellent. Thanks very much.
Well, you got to scream for them first, buddy. Are you ready?
Yeah, I've already screamed. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, go.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Gutsy, deep, earthy kind of primal scream, Daryl.
Yes. Are you in your car at the moment?
Yeah, I'm in my car.
Oh, we can't hear you.
You're very
well.
Muffled. Okay, let's go to the next one.
We've got one more to try first, Daryl. Hang on. Let's go to Mark in Edelong. Hi, Mark.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
We're on the North Shore of Sydney heading towards King's Cross.
All right, so you're in the car?
Yes, we're in the truck.
Oh, in the truck. All right.
Make sure there are no police cars driving past as you scream because they will suss you out.
All right, Mark, ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Wow.
I like that.
That was a different one. That was a different pitch.
There's an alto kind of scream going on there, Mark. Was that you or someone else?
That's me.
It was you. Was it? Fantastic. Well, Daryl, Mark, you're both going to Barnsley tomorrow night.
Woo-hoo. Yay, thank you.
All right.
No worries at all. Love it. It's an earthy one and a kind of a high-pitched one. We haven't really had any high-pitched ones, have we?
We had a girl yesterday.
Okay, well, the girls are missing out. So tomorrow, your last chance. A girl Barnsley. Mm. Tomorrow, your last chance to pick up tickets to Barnsley, who is playing tomorrow night in Sydney.
We need like a baby Barnsley.
Yeah, babies are welcome too. Just get your screaming child and put them on the phone.
Yeah.
That would be very...
I've sat next to a few baby Barnsleys on aeroplanes.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
A guy in California has... he owns a 7-Eleven shop, and a lot of, it's in a very sus neighborhood, and so a lot of sus people just loiter around the 7-Eleven. Mm. And we've all done that.
I mean, you get a slushy, you hang out.
It's a good place to meet ladies. And,
you just stand around with your mates.
Yeah, stand around, point at the 7-Eleven guy and make fun of his accent.
Just generally be painful.
Be annoying, right? Just wear a balaclava and just go around the block a few times, just make the guy nervous. Because it's not illegal to wear a balaclava, technically.
No, but we're not going to encourage it, right?
Of course not. No, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying this is what some people do who should know better.
Mm. Balaclava responsibly.
That's right. Wear a balaclava with no intention of committing crime. Please. But this guy has found an ingenious way to repel the loiterers.
Okay.
He plays classical music, like that.
It is a pretty good idea, really.
Why? You don't like that? Would you, if you were loitering, and I can see you in your early days as a loiterer.
I've definitely been a loiterer in my time.
Yeah.
Not so much a loiterer these days.
Would that repel you, this music?
Yeah, probably would. I'd probably want to go and sit in my car instead in the car park of the 7-Eleven and put my music on really loud, wind down the windows, and blast the guy with my music. That's what I would do.
Yeah, very good. Now, the thing is, it has repelled a lot of the riffraffs, but it's attracted a whole lot of posh elderly people wearing suits
and reading Shakespeare.
And say, what red wine do you have, sir? We do not have red wine.
you're assuming that the 7-Eleven guy is Indian.
Well,
if
The Simpsons has taught us anything, is that all 7-Eleven people behind the counter are brown skinned like me. I'm allowed
to say
that. The
owner of this particular franchise, his name is Suki Sandu. So
there you go.
Potentially could be accurate in that instance.
It's not racist if it's factual.
Akmal, if you owned a 7-Eleven, mate, what would you play out the front of it?
Don't.
I think there's only one answer.
I knew it.
For that.
Why are you encouraging him?
It would have to be this.
Why are you encouraging him? He hadn't even thought of it before you said it.
Business will boom if you play that on a loop.
Can we just play Starship now?
Please don't play Starship. Please don't.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I'd like to talk AFL, if that's okay.
All right.
Great song. I'd like to talk to you if you're 10, 11 or 12 years old. So if you're in the car with mum and dad right now, or maybe you're at home still getting ready for school, I need to listen. I need you to listen because something's come to our attention, and I'd really like to just encourage kids who are 10, 11 and 12 to join an AFL team. Now, let me just give you the background. Kale, my stepson.
Yes.
He's in the under-11s for the Entrance and Batow Bay Blues, and his little team doesn't quite have enough players. So basically last night at training, the coaches were saying, we might have to fold one of these teams because the kids are getting beaten every week.
Because there's only like four of them.
No, well, there's actually 15 of them, but there's 11 of them, but they need 15, right, on
is
a
it
team.
15 on a team.
Yeah, well, and that's without subs.
Oh, yeah.
So they actually want 18 on a team so they can sub kids in and out and so on. And if somebody's away, you've got a replacement.
Mm.
So at the moment, there's two small teams, and they don't know whether to merge them and make a big team or whether to try and get some more kids involved.
Oh, yeah. But so if they merge them, then they've got no one to play against.
Well, if they merge them, then kids will miss out every week because there's just too many kids to play a game every week, right? So it's either they've merged them and they've got too many, or they keep them separate and they haven't got enough.
Got enough, no.
So I thought I'd just get on the radio this morning and just say, if you're 10, 11 and 12 and you live in the Entrance Baddow Bay sort of area and you want to try a new sport or you want to get involved in AFL, now is the time. And it's for girls and for boys, and their team is mixed, girls and boys. It's a fantastic family atmosphere. It's really supportive. Mm. The games are exciting.
It takes a little bit more effort than, say, playing AFL on Xbox.
It does.
But it's more fun.
It's more fun.
I would have thought. But I'm old.
It really is more fun.
Know.
I mean, I'm loving just going to training and kicking the footy around as well. But tomorrow night there's a free sausage sizzle, and we're encouraging kids from that area if they want to get involved. Now, there is a $100 sports voucher that you can get. It's called the Active Kids Government Sports Voucher. You can get it from Service New South Wales, and the guys have said, if you bring that voucher along, that's it. We'll waive the rest of the fees for the season.
Yeah.
So it's not even going to cost you anything. So if you rock
up
tomorrow...
And at the very least, you're getting a free sausage.
Well, come tomorrow. Have a free sausage and talk to one of the coaches.
Don't eat it before the game because there'll be a lot of spew.
Well, that's
sorry.
It. It's training tomorrow. It's not a game. It's training.
I've seen under eights after they've had a lot of oranges, and it's just messy.
It's not pretty. But come along 5 o'clock tomorrow. Now, it's at Passage Road, Baddow Bay, which is where the training oval is, the AFL oval there. If you come along at 5 o'clock, chat to one of the coaches, bring the kids who might be interested. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. You can come, say hi, try it out, and hopefully we can keep these kids going, because otherwise one of these teams is going to have to fold.
You know, it's a good way to attract them. Just sign them up and give them like $500,000 each a year.
Mm. I think you're talking about the Swans, aren't you?
The Swans.
I think they're on a bit more than $500,000 too, just quietly. But if you want to make it to the Swans, you've got to start somewhere, kids. So start with the Entrance Baddow Bay Blues, and we'll see you at Passage Road tomorrow, 5 o'clock, for a free sausage sizzle.
Free sausage sizzle.
Sausage sizzle. 2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
It's time to stop down and do one of these things.
It's a Mandyvention.
It's not an invention by Mandy. It's a Mandy intervention.
Yes, well, I understand that.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you do.
I'm not stupid. Not stupid at all.
I know you're not. I don't know what that accent was, but that was weird.
Yeah. It's from that ad. It doesn't matter. Okay. Anyway, keep going.
Keep going. So today I need to intervene because you've got something very wrong.
Oh, yeah. You're not the first to say that.
No, I know. But I thought I'd just challenge you on it.
I got something wrong in my
life.
Oh, yeah.
No, so you keep,
I can give you a list.
You keep saying to me that Bob, your puppy, is really smart, right?
He's very smart.
You keep saying how smart Bob is, and you brought Bob in yesterday.
Yes.
Bob doesn't even know his own name. Bob isn't a smart dog.
No, he's
smart. I'm sorry to be the person to break this to you. He's a cute dog, and he's a lovely dog, and he's a gorgeous little, absolutely amazing little creature.
Yes.
But he's not smart.
I think he's smart because he just chooses to ignore you.
No.
He knows your name. No. He knows his name.
He doesn't know his name.
I said to him, when Mandy speaks to you, just pretend you can't hear her.
There were lots of people in the office calling him. He can't even, I'd be surprised if he can even hear, because he just has no clue what's going on around him.
You know, Bob listens to this show and he's going to be very hurt that you would say that.
Are you hurt that I'm saying your dog's very smart?
No, because I know it's not true.
Oh, but it is.
He's very smart. Well, let me tell you something and you tell me if this is smart or not. You know, if, say, Kate, my wife, is ignoring him, he'll look up at her, and as soon as they've made eye contact, he'll go and pick up her glasses and run under the bed and place himself just out of reach so he can't reach him. And he's almost laughing. He's got that look on his face like sucked in. That's smart,
right? That's not smart. That's just a puppy being a puppy. That's what puppies do. They take things all over the place. It's like the Kleenex ad.
I would never have thought that. Now I do that. I take her glasses and go under the bed. And but he gave me that idea.
No, he's not
okay,
smart.
Okay, well, hang on.
He's
well, not what, smart. You've got a dog, Mandy.
I've got a very smart dog.
What makes your dog so smart?
Well, he comes when I call him for a start. He can sit. He can drop. He knows what a ball is. He knows what the rope is. I can say, go get the rope. He goes gets the rope. He knows what a bone is, a stick.
What if I tell you that Bob, my dog, when we're preparing for this show, he does the typing? would you believe me?
I would not believe you. Are you prepared to put this to the test and put Bob up against my dog?
Yeah, but your dog is an adult.
Well, yeah, he's an adult.
So it's unfair,
dog.
But
all
I
right,
think...
what about one of your adult dogs? I'll put Frankie up against any of your dogs.
All right. Let's go. This is a matter of pride now.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you can pick
your smartest dog.
Yeah, they're all very smart.
Out of the three dogs that you own, and put him up against Frank.
And what kind of test would you do? Like, just got a bit of literature or a bit of like spelling test?
Yeah, some quantum physics. Yeah, yeah. Some geography.
How do you judge intelligence
smartness
in a dog?
Yeah, well, whether they can obey commands and whether
obey.
They know.
So it's all about you're a fascist owner. You know,
I'm not.
I let my dogs be themselves, and that's why they're smart.
Are you up for the challenge or not?
It's not about obeying orders. It's not all about
Bob doesn't even know his own name.
You are such a fascist.
It's not about obeying orders. It's about teaching the dog what his name is.
Okay, all right. Let's have a chat off air about what rules, what dog competition we're going to have.
There's a reason he's confused about his name because I call him Bob and my wife calls him Bobby.
So he should know his name.
So he's decided to ignore us both.
How old is he?
He's six. He's 4 months.
He should know his name.
Anyways, we'll come up with a competition.
God,
we'll have
harsh.
A little competition.
You're so harsh.
Between your two dogs.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, we've all been frustrated at machinery, right? Inanimate objects have been sort of on the receiving end of my boot a lot of times. I saw a man on the Central Coast last week punch an ATM. He actually punched it and kicked it and swore at it. That was funny, but very, you know, I mean, I don't know who's expecting the ATM to respond, but it was, and we've all thrown things at the TV.
Yeah, I've seen a guy throw golf clubs into a golf course lake.
Oh, yeah. Imagine
getting cranky.
It's a shame they can't throw the golfers in the golf lake because that's a stupid game. It's a stupid game for wealthy people who have got a lot of time and have a lot of space. You know how much space that there's?
Golf clubs take up a lot of space.
Golf. It's one thing I'm not going to do ever in my life.
Okay.
Because people play golf their entire life and then look at their lives and say, I've wasted my life. Why did you? I played golf and I spent a lot of money. I don't like golf, but I have thrown things at the TV, especially like when I don't know, the last time I threw food at the TV was when MasterChef was on.
You threw food at the TV?
I threw a banana at the TV, which was ironic, and it was judged as being very bad. But this comes from America, as most bizarre things and most aggressive things that come from America. This man was cooking in his kitchen and his alarm went off and he couldn't shut it.
What alarm?
The smoke alarm.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for bringing me back on that. It could have been anything.
Could have been a car alarm.
Could have been a fire alarm.
Could have been his security alarm.
Yeah. Could have been an alarm in his head that didn't even actually exist. Because this was a smoke alarm as he was cooking and he couldn't turn it off. He didn't think to maybe just get up and take the battery out.
Well, what we used to do is get the broom and kind of fan it, or you could get a tea towel and fan it. Somebody has to stand under
the
fanning dance under the smoke alarm.
And that usually, but he didn't think. But he thought, wait on, I've got a gun. How useless is my gun if I don't use it? That would be un-American and it'll be a waste.
I went to Walmart, I got the gun, I got the bullets from the gun, and
I haven't seen anyone worth shooting just yet. And this alarm starts going off.
And it's annoying him.
And, you know, he thought it was fair enough. It was his Second Amendment right to shoot the hell out of that smoke alarm. Like a true American, he pulled his gun out and shot the hell out of it.
That's his right.
And it worked. So you can't argue with success.
It wasn't just any gun too, it was a shotgun.
It was a shotgun? He split off a shotgun in his own.
He didn't want to take any chances with a small pistol because, you know, it was a big smoke alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God, it was looking at him weird too.
That's why they're superior, these Americans.
Yeah, they are.
Please remember to check your batteries and your smoke alarms. Though.
And use guns responsibly. In fact, just don't use guns if you can help it.
We don't need guns.
Unless you've got a, you know, a niggling smoke alarm, then yes, shoot the bloody thing.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he's a smart man.
Obviously.
And he's
very
seen,
rich man.
A very rich man. He's seen a gap in the market.
He's smarter than my dog, Bob.
So much smarter than Bob. That's not hard, though. He's seen a gap in the market, and it's all about, that's what good business people do. They identify a gap in the market that could be used.
And they fill it.
And they fill it, and they monetize it. And they make a lot of money off it.
Yeah, they penetrate it.
Yes, they do. That was rude. Anyway.
No, it wasn't rude.
Well,
it's
no,
an English
you're right.
term. It's perfectly acceptable.
Okay, it just has felt a bit rude.
You think everything's rude.
Anyway, Mark Zuckerberg has identified that 200 million people on Facebook are single. And so he has now announced, and I didn't know this, that Facebook is going to add a dating service to the website. And so you can now get on Facebook and find a partner.
But I thought Facebook was a dating service.
Well, no, because you got your mum and your uncle and your aunt and the guy you used to work with. And, you know, like it's community.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you can't date your mum.
Well, it's very judgmental of you. Jeez.
We're not in Tasmania. Sorry.
No, the ancient Egyptians also.
Yes, that's true, but that was a long time ago.
Doesn't matter.
He reckons that it's not going to be for hookups. He reckons it's going to be more for the long-term relationship.
And how does he determine that?
I don't know.
What an idiot.
This is the thing. Everybody thinks it's going to be for long-term relationships, but we all know what happens first.
What happens?
Lots of hookups.
Lots of hanky-panky.
Lots of hanky-panky. Lots of no-committal hanky-panky.
Lots of hello, girls. You look nice.
I think I want a dating service on Facebook. I mean, that's that's where your mum is. That's where the friend you used to work with is. Like, do we need to blend dating and Facebook? Facebook is becoming too much of a juggernaut. We got to shut it down.
It's a juggernaut. You make a very good point. And you want to go off Facebook.
I do kind of want to go off Facebook.
Because what? The privacy thing.
Yeah, privacy.
Yeah, because people, you know, the CIA is tracking you apparently.
There's propaganda happening on there. Yeah, they know about all my problems.
Yeah, all the you know, you're not recycling. They know about that.
Yeah.
They know about your dog, Frankie.
I'm not rinsing out my jam jars before I recycle.
They know. You think they don't, but they know.
Team, is there kind of a gap in the market starting to develop, though, where a lot of people are going to start leaving Facebook and want to stay in touch with friends? Can you develop your own app between the two of you to help people stay connected?
Stay connected? God, that's a bit of an effort, widow. No. I mean,
I want to be disconnected.
He's not technically minded. I'm not exactly, you know, versed in these things. I don't know what an algorithm is. But if you want to go ahead, widow, that's fine if you want to do that.
No,
I don't know what the alternative is, but I don't really want to be on Facebook anymore.
What about visiting people? That's an alternative. Yeah. You can knock on their door.
What about ringing people?
Or go to. In my day, we used to go to nightclubs, and I was so bad at picking up girls. Yeah. I was the worst. All my friends were good. I was the worst, right? And I'd try to lie, and they would see right through the lies. And what do you do for a job? I'm a doctor. Yeah, right. I was still at school. But
didn't it make you resilient and didn't it make you a different person because you had to go in there and do that in person? Whereas now it's all very kind of fluffy behind a keyboard.
No,
Nobody has to get out there and take a risk.
No, I used to get humiliated in front of my... I remember this once. I crossed the dance floor to ask a girl to dance and she was talking to her friend.
Yeah.
And just as I got really close to her, she looked at me from the corner of her eyes and she yelled out, "I've got a boyfriend." Okay, moving right along.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
About time for us to get out of here. Mickey D's up next. If you want to find out how Peppa Pig is becoming a gangster in China, make sure you catch up with the show, 2gofm.com.au, or download the app.
I never trusted that pig from the start.
Way too cute. Can we just finish the show on that fantastic song that we've found on the internet that someone's written about Akmal?
Yeah, certainly.
Akmal Saleh drives his car into town.
So catchy.
Akmal drives to the shops.
What do you do next?
Akmal Saleh never stops.
Fantastic.
Drives here.
Does he really? Where else does he drive?
He drives there.
Oh, fantastic. Why are you driving everywhere?
Akmal Saleh.
What a fantastic song.
Why aren't we playing this regularly?
We should put it on the playlist.
instead of Billy Joel,
to put it on the playlist.
I think we should.
Why does he say Salai?
Yeah, why does he say Salai instead of?
I don't know who he is. You know, like when I was on radio before, about 10 years ago, someone put a website saying, "Let's kill Akmal."
I know that was awful.
At least that was nice.
At least he's being positive, exactly. Yeah. And on that cheery note, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.